weekend yet, but this tonight and tomorrow
and Saturday at the Railway.
At the Railway Club in Vancouver. You've done Victoria already. And because it's early, because we're doing this ahead of time, you haven't played yet, but you're playing there tonight. So people, well, let's see what time it is. Maybe you've just finished. What time do you think you'll get on tonight at the...
11:15.
You might be still playing.
We'll be playing till
2
in the morning.
Okay, you can rush down there and see them, because if you just hang up your radio and rush down there and see them. If not, see them tomorrow night at the Railway.
Last night we closed out the club. That was a thing. Mm. So it was good.
Good, was good. Fun. So you should. So you should.
Yeah.
So are you now a full-time working professional band? I mean, do you have day jobs? Are you able to make a living doing this?
No.
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 Not many people are.
No. Boy. I'm
Dave's dying.
Consumed
Dave's
with
choking.
A cough.
Is there anything I can do for you?
Can I reserve the right to 5 seconds of cough?
Yeah, you can cough. And
you know
Dave
what happened
coughing.
It's a severe inhalation of life. No, we cannot make our living quite yet at this. But we're doing pretty good. You know, just before I left, I painted a house.
Mm-hmm.
Tim drives for Now Magazine out in Toronto, and Marty paints, and Dave writes for The Star and various other sundry papers, etc.
Yeah. So you got jobs that you managed to say, oh, well, I'm going on tour and drop it for a while and come back to it.
Exactly.
It's very loose. We
and once in a while, we slip $20 each to ourselves after a gig when we make a bit of money.
Oh,
we
nice.
Splurge and go to Chinatown in Toronto and fess up for a dinner on the band.
And what do you do when you're out here? Bedini goes to ball games. What do you guys do?
I'm going to go golfing, I think, tomorrow at the little pitch and putt place.
In Stanley Park?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really nice.
I went in November, the first time I'd ever gone golfing, and I had a great time.
Yeah, it's the way to do it.
Yeah, I'm going to go again.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
We got a salmon barbecue in the afternoon.
The real West Coast lifestyle.
Yeah. Crazy Dave Wilson's house.
Yeah, I'm going to go and tour the food operations as far as that goes. I like to eat when I'm out here. Got a lot of good restaurants.
Yeah.
I like the souvlaki place down at English Bay there,
right? All
right down by the beach. I like
what's
that?
That's an Orestes, isn't it?
Actually, it's a little cheap place. It's on Robson, I think.
Yeah,
it's not
but I know the one. And you see you stand out on the street and they hand pita bread and stuff in.
They have done that.
Yeah.
It's delicious.
Yeah, good. And how about you? What are you doing while you're out here?
I want to find somebody who has binoculars so I can borrow binoculars and go to the Elbow Room and then go to Stanley Park. After breakfast, go bird watching.
Did you get up early in the morning enough to do that?
No. No, you could any time of the day, it's fine.
Yeah, yeah.
Are there birds out
plenty
usually?
Of
bird watching.
Little birds.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right on.
I tell you. Oh, well. when you guys... When
it's not rock enough for you?
Jeez. I got in big trouble about an hour ago upstairs on the third floor on that subject, but
oh, digging a hole.
Oh,
digging
yeah. I'm stopping right now.
That's
we borrow
right.
Your binoculars?
But yeah, the boat.
Do you have binoculars, Dave?
No. I just stroll around and see what I can see. But the deal is about whenever Greatest Hits came out, your first massively wonderful album. we gave away a bunch of copies of it on this program here.
That was a dandy thing to do.
And now, since that time, and by the way, Bedini is on his way, apparently.
Yeah.
Since that time, you put out Melville. And we hardly did anything about it. We didn't give away any copies, except we played it all the time. Mm-hmm. And maybe people went out and bought it. But now, coming up in July, what's happening? Mm-hmm.
July.
Yeah.
July, we are releasing our album, which is ready. All the artwork's done. It's been mastered. We've tap danced around the room and wiggled our bums to it. Everybody said, hey, that sounds okay. And it's going to come out.
It's an epic album.
Yeah.
18. How many songs do we
18.
Have? 18 songs. Going to be on that album called Whale Music, an ode to Paul Corrington and his book, Whale Music, of course.
Mm-hmm.
July 3rd, apparently, is the date. And I hope it comes out on that date. Wouldn't that be nice?
Who the hell's that?
Entering the studio now. Francesco Bunny.
Lies.
Now, all four together. And it is the People's Republic of Dave's, finally.
Right on.
I can quote from Whale Music here.
Hi, Dave.
Hey Dave, how you doing?
Nice to meet you finally.
Yes.
See what I mean by radio voice?
We've never actually met each other until now.
Mm-hmm. Only over the telephone. And I was saying earlier, I must comment on this to all our listeners that when you did the alphabetical playing of songs, the Nicopolo Forte thing was. What was the song you played?
Was it Agita?
Yeah, it was Agita. Oh, it was my favorite.
Yeah.
Do you look a lot like Brent Bambry?
Oh, shh.
A little cuter, though.
You're prettier than Brent, though.
No, Brent is... Lots of people would like to see Brent Bambry on the stamps of Canada. I mean, let's face it.
True.
He is a kind of a picturesque guy. He's got perfect features. He's young. He's got a tan.
Well, you know...
It's a thing of beauty.
Yeah.
It comes with living in Montreal, I think.
Yeah,
it comes with the cheap rent.
The tan?
No, the cheap rent.
Oh, the cheap rent.
I don't know.
And were you at a ball game?
No, we're going tonight, though.
Oh, you weren't at a ball game.
Where was I?
You're just walking
around.
But you're late.
Oh, I didn't know we were doing this even. Mm.
You're late!
I know, I had a hard time getting a hold of you because you were supposed to be staying at the Hotel California, but you're not. You're staying at a friend's house or something instead, which is much better.
Oh, it's much better. We saw the neon sign from a distance and the shimmering light, and my head grew heavy and Tim's eyes
that's
grew
right,
dim.
And those steely knives were flickering off the Pacific moon. And
that's right, and we knew Glenn Frey was in there with a lot of natty stuff, so we just didn't even veer near
it. We have too many death ballads already, Dave.
Stay away from there. And they try to rope you into playing in the club downstairs. I know they would, but luckily, no.
Well, we don't want to slag any establishment. We've done our tenure at hotels where pillows are caked to the bed by blood.
Oh,
so, or where Joey died in an elevator. So that was when I.
There's a song about that.
There is.
That's a song. I played it. What is that song?
Did you play the Royal Albert Hotel?
Yeah.
Joey died in this one.
It's one of the green sprouts on one of the green sprouts.
Sure. We can do a version of it right now if you want.
Okay.
Joey died in his room last night. They took him down in a shit-stained elevator. Ooh. Ended up in the hallway this morning. I must have been wasted happy.
Bum, boom, boom.
Sometimes I get so down that I soil my big, 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 big suit. I'm old, it grows from one cell to the next until it forms these rings on the ceiling. Once that I stare at when the sirens come by, every evening at 6:45. Sometimes I get so down that I soil my big, 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 big suit.
Just like that, and you just did that just without any. Well,
there's a little
I'm
bit
impressed.
Of Bernicke ladies in a state.
Oh, is there?
We got our manager behind us who was whipping us.
Well, that was real nice. Is that on the new album?
No, that's only on the green sprout.
Only on the green sprout.
Only on the secret tape.
I wanted to have a Joey song on every album until we.
See, there's a trilogy.
That's part two of the Joey trilogy.
Oh.
Record Body Counts, part one. That's part
two.
Part two is a little heavier than all of it, I think.
Is the new album going to be a heavier album than any of the previous two?
Heavier and more lighter.
Yeah.
Both. There's a lot of different types
bigger.
Of songs.
Isn't that a Shakespeare thing?
18 songs, did you say?
Mm. Yes.
Yeah.
18.
A secret song, like there was a secret song on the sort of secret thing.
Sort of a Train in Vain kind of thing.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Now, I've been talking to these three guys while you were not here.
Yes, what did they say about me?
We hardly talked about you at all, but we were talking about giving away 10 copies of the new album when it comes out.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Okay, right. We're back.
Okay.
Here.
We need questions that we need.
So we need a quiz. And they already thought of one. While you were not here.
Okay.
And so here is the question. And you can start writing in, even though you won't be hearing the new album until July out there.
It's more like a task.
Yeah. It's a task rather than a question. It's a task.
True.
And then Well, I don't know. In July, early July, when the album comes out, we'll choose 10 and give you the brand new Rheostatics album, which is called, by the way, which is going to be called
Whale Music. But you know what, Dave? Maybe what we'll do is for the Grandioso Prize, we'll give away a copy of Whale Music, Melville,
and
Greatest Hits, and of which I only have 10, a Rheostatics T-shirt, and the Secret Tapes.
All right, that's everything.
No,
everything.
And a single or 45.
A copy of Satellite Dancing, backed by My Generation, recorded in 1980. And if I can get to it, at my own home, I'll dub our 15 minutes of song tape from when we had the Trans-Canada Soul Patrol. it better be good.
What a cornucopia of sound.
Well, now,
courtesy of Dave Clark.
No, there. Now that's a prize. I'd like to win it myself.
Okay, well,
me too.
Well, we can arrange that later over a large and sumptuous meal.
All right. So that'll be the grand prize, and 9 other single copies of Whale Music.
That's right.
And here is the task that the boys decided you should do to win a copy. And it is. Dave, you tell, because you sort of were vocal about it.
Well, it was originally Martin's idea.
Oh, was it?
Being the brainy kind of guy he is with abstract formings, we'd like you to create the ultimate famous Canadian in parts, starting with the feet of a famous Canadian.
Ooh.
The legs of a famous Canadian.
Ooh.
The torso of a famous Canadian.
Whoa, keep going.
The arms of a famous Canadian. And the head of a famous Canadian. The head of a famous Canadian. And I will say the hair. The hair of a famous Canadian.
Oh, that's a good one.
And we don't want any referrals, any natty sexist referrals. If you do, we're going to find where you live and come and spank you real hard.
Well, Dave, that's because he's sensitive.
Yeah, and you're all responsible and well-brought up guys.
The anus.
So what we need here is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 Canadians. It's like sort of like a hockey team. Six Canadians only. Whose head would make up the most famous Canadian?
Whose hair?
No, wait a minute. I'll start again. Whose hair? 1. Hair? 1. Face? 2. Arms? 3. Torso? 4.
Bobby Orr.
Yeah, I'd go fun. For butt, I think.
Yeah, you would, but we're because it's. I don't see why we can't, but we're saying no.
I want Janet Tweed's butt.
Legs and feet. We're going to stick with this. We're going to stick with this.
Okay.
6 of them.
That looks like
there'll be enough smut for you.
And I'll send.
You bet.
You've rendered us a drawing that's not unlike the friendly giant.
Well, wasn't the friendly giant great?
Oh, he was sublime. Hey, we met Ernie Coombs the other day.
Oh, Mr. Dress-Up.
Mm-hmm.
Where was he?
We were playing in London with the Bare Naked Ladies, and Ernie came to the show just to dig it out. You know, he's a man. He drove all the way from Toronto.
Hey, Dave, why don't you do an example? Like, who would you have in those parts, Dave?
That's a good question.
Dave Clark. Okay.
Oh, we can do it.
For
Tom
hair? Does it have to be now?
Whatever.
No, it doesn't have to be now. It doesn't have to be living or...
Kim Mitchell.
Kim Mitchell's hair would be the most famous Canadian hair.
But circa the first Max Webster.
Kim, you do the face.
Face?
Woody the Woodpecker.
It's not Canadian. It's tough.
Yeah.
It's not easy.
Al Waxman.
Al there Waxman, the king. The king!
Yeah! Woo!
Okay, imagine Kim Mitchell's hair, Al Waxman's face, okay.
Remember when we played at the Al Waxman benefit for Big Brothers with James B. at the time of the B People?
Yeah.
And we were all members of the Al Waxman fan club, and except Martin wasn't around then. He was still wearing diapers, and it was fun. We got to meet Al Waxman, which, of course, was a great thing. You know, it's like... Been drawing all wax, I mean, that's like Bruno Giussi.
Yeah. Out here, yeah. Yeah.
Wasn't that great?
AKA.
Not like Bruno Giussi.
It was for me.
It was for you.
Because I was a big guy.
Okay,
big
arms.
Fan.
Okay.
Arms.
Who's doing the arms?
I'll say Bobby Hull's arms.
Bobby Hull's arms, those big,
The famous shot of the pitchfork in the hay?
Yeah, or the other one where he's on the tractor smoking a big stogie. That was in my doctor's office when I was a kid.
Okay.
Yeah. Not this one.
No.
Or
the you got that. Way to go.
Oh, yeah, got the whole thing.
Got the sound off.
Woo.
Yeah. What about you, torso?
Torso. You got the torso, of course.
Oh, famous Canadian torso. Holy cow. We saw him on the plane.
William Shatner, because he took so many incredible punches in him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Star Trek.
Shatner's, yeah.
I thought you were going to say Johnny.
T.J. Hooker, you mean. I put T.J. Hooker's torso down there.
Have we got everything but feet now?
No, we got to have legs.
Oh, do we haven't done legs? All right. Legs.
Legs, okay.
I could offer one.
Yeah. I know. Aunt Bird for Mr. Dressup.
I was going to say Debbie Brill.
Who the hell is
Now we're
high jumper.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Long legs to get her over
strong,
the
sturdy. Yep.
Yeah. And so we're stuck with feet now. And
that's the obvious one.
Bigfoot.
Bigfoot. Well, there you go.
Yetis. The Yetis feet.
And you're allowed to steal some of those answers. But send your
and maybe a drawing, some sort of rendering of it.
It would help.
A rendering would
help. A rendering, and then I can describe it over the air. And so you can start sending them in now, because in early, what, July the 3rd, you're saying?
Apparently.
Yeah.
Okay, and we'll try to get copies as soon as it comes out and send them out. And we'll give away...
Whoa! Jeez. A little domestic violence in
here. A little punch-up in here. It is a small room. Is Brent's studio bigger than this?
Brent's studio is...
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you been doing that show recently? Mm-hmm.
Not for you.
I don't know why. You're just great.
Thank you, Dave.
Yes.
I've been blackballed.
Oh.
Yeah.
We couldn't handle him during the show. It made us all
It was that
too
horses
small.
Thing. You know,
we didn't feel famous show. Enough, so.
That's right.
Yeah. We said feet, did we?
Yeah, feet.
No, we didn't.
No, we didn't.
No,
have
no yeah, Bigfoot. Bigfoot.
Bigfoot, that's Bigfoot. It then. Yeah. So
and maybe we should give it a name, too, like
Jane the Bigfoot.
No, because
be Sammy Sasquatch. But I doubt it would win.
No, it's there isn't any. The most...
Okay, but you give him a picture. But no, it doesn't matter.
Oh,
okay.
Give him a name. Yeah, definitely.
Okay, all right, if you like. Give the most famous Canadian made up of different body parts a name. And send your entry in to Nightline's CBC Stereo, Box 4600, Vancouver, BC, Canada, V6B4A2. One more time. Nightline's CBC Stereo, Box 4600, Vancouver, BC, and the postal code is V as in...
Barricose.
6, B as in...
Beelzebub.
4, A as in...
Altruistic.
Anus.
And Adam, Ansel Adams, or Adam's family, or Adam, that guy, what's his from the West Coast, what's his name?
Or Adamski.
Adamski, yeah, keyboard genius.
Personal favorite of mine.
2, V6B4A2. So here you are. You're playing the Railway Club tonight, this weekend.
Yes.
Then what are you doing during the week? Anything?
We're going to Whistler. Whistler for three for some hot tubbing.
Ooh, all right.
UBBIN. And then what do we do?
We're playing at the Longhorn in Whistler for 3 days, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
All right.
And you know, when we're up there, we're looking forward to going to visit the university they have up there. And
are we?
What university? This is new to me.
University of Whistler?
Haven't you ever heard of it?
University of Whistler?
Okay. No, I don't know.
So we're going, yes. Sorry,
Have you ever played ski resorts before? Hot young...
Red Deer.
Yes.
Okay. Then you'll know, you'll get quickly into the lifestyle.
I've got myself a neon purple colored bag
whistle.
There. I get a little whistle that I like.
You get
to
a neon whistle.
I get a neon whistler.
So you were going to Whistler for three things, and then we come back and we do nothing on Thursday, right?
And Friday, yeah, Thursday we do interviews, and Friday we do interviews, and then, but not
it's
as
a lovely itinerary.
And set up I've got set it up, and then on Friday and Thursday, along with interviews, we're going to help out in a couple of sweatshops for the afternoon, and then on Friday we're playing at Bugland, and then on Saturday. With Roots Roundup, one of Vancouver's favorite, with Ford from, he used to play with Junior Gone Wild and jumped around a lot and got really obnoxious and joined that band. We are playing there at the Town Pump.
Town Pump next weekend.
And then Sunday we're open for, you know, any sort of invites to anything.
Okay, somebody out there invite them somewhere.
Yeah, jazz brunch. Jazz brunch.
Maybe I'll have you over the house.
Hey.
Hey.
Whoa.
No, I didn't say that. And then
boxes of 90-minute cassettes and tape every record you own.
Okay.
Stay a little longer.
Okay, that's what we'll do.
Okay.
Okay, that's what we'll do. And then you're heading east after that?
We're going to get back into the Silverbird.
The Silverbird. What are you driving?
We were driving the...
Captain Clark was piloting the 767 mm-hmm. that flew us from Toronto to Vancouver, don't you know?
Oh, yes. Well then. All right.
Was it Captain Clark?
Was it mm-hmm. a Captain Clark? Mm-hmm. So you actually flew out here. This is new.
Yes.
This is the high style.
Well, we've done it before. It's cheap if you take a seat sale, you know.
Okay.
And we originally had planned, as we said, to get out here and have our record out. But of course, we're out here and our record isn't out, so
yeah.
we decided what
it's
the hell.
It's kind of a wasted tour.
No, it's not. Let's get out there and just play away from Toronto. 9 solid gigs of good fun and getting those live legs down in the West Coast,
right,
where we seem to do better than even in Toronto sometimes. So,
did these guys tell you we played Ontario Place last Saturday?
No.
We did.
No.
It was a wonderful thrill.
It was a thrill of a life.
With our best of friends, the Bare Naked Ladies.
Yeah.
Canada's most controversial group.
Hey.
Apparently.
More controversial than Raffi.
Yeah.
And then we go home, and then we go and play in New York
And then we go and play.
And we come back.
We play Ottawa on the 27th.
New York City you're playing?
NYC, we're playing it for the New Music Seminar.
Oh,
we'll
right.
go down there and blow off 40 minutes worth of music and have some fun, and then go and visit Nick Apollofuerte.
All right.
Hello, Yungil.
Yomo Toro's playing here in Vancouver.
Yeah.
Yomo Toro, I have his address. So when we go to New York, we have to go and call Yomo Toro, and he'll take us around little Puerto Rico in New York City.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're going to have some
Are
fun.
Are you going to play Yomo Toro tonight?
No, I'm not. I didn't bring him in.
Okay.
But maybe there's something in the record library I can play something and dedicate it to.
Okay. I've just been thinking about him, that's why I said
that. Yeah.
But as to return your question, right now we're driving around in the Itchman's van.
Oh, we got Critchley.
Mark Critchley. Itchman, playing tonight at, the Cruel Elephant?
Yeah. Probably.
That's right.
Already have played, actually.
And he's playing Monday at Harpo's in Victoria.
Yeah, there's sort of a cross-promotional kind of device happening right there.
He's
well, because we owe him a favor, because we borrowed his van, we were supposed to return it last night.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and
well.
Didn't. We returned it at 3:30 this afternoon, and he was pissed off at us.
Nice.
And he's one of our best, oldest pals.
Yeah, he was, wasn't he?
But if
he
you
was,
can't do that, yeah. the best,
In the sweetest
pals
of ways, he was
yeah.
mad.
Well, we're playing him tomorrow night on this program.
Excellent.
Too.
Beautiful.
Honest to God.
Oh, have you chosen the song yet?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, I've been playing that album for weeks, so probably
okay.
I've played your favorite already.
Can we, before we go, just thank everyone who wrote to the Greensprouts Music Club over the last year and a half?
You can do whatever you like.
The best thing about being in this band for me, well, one of the best things is getting letters from people who listen to the record and tell us what the songs mean and stuff.
Yeah.
And write in boy, and their letters have kept coming, even though the record's been out for a while, so thank you very much, everyone.
Yeah, thank you.
How about
you.
A round of applause?
Woo!
And you know what? You remember the person who wrote me from Yellowknife?
Mm-hmm.
She and I is going to be at our gig tonight.
Oh!
And she came
excellent.
Down. And fine person who wrote me from Yellowknife, and of course the name eludes me. And
but she'll introduce herself.
She'll introduce herself, and she sent me food and recipes from Yellowknife. She was going to send me some just fine coast fish, but figured it would perish itself. It's already perished, but become perished in the food sense in the mail. So
I know a lovely little fresh pasta place in Kensington that sells the best venison.
Ooh, he's sounding so much like Jürgen Goff.
That's
he could
right.
take he could take over
the vibe.
Hey, Jürgen is... Oh, he's still here.
Is
have
he?
You met Jürgen?
No, I'd love to have him on and talk with him.
Yeah.
Well, we can maybe go down the hall while this next set
okay.
of music is playing and meet you. Did you give Jeff the Hammer Henschel that cassette that you were talking about earlier?
Jeff the Hammer Henschel.
Jeff the Hammer
Henschel.
Oh, well, we didn't get it, so...
Okay.
Yeah, you did. Jeff, it's right beside you.
Oh, yeah.
And there's the other Jeff who's not the Hammer. But we have a tape there that my friend Peter Campbell from The Sweaters, a local band out here, used to be in the Wardells.
Right.
He taped
right Victoria
off,
band.
Taped it off the board, and I have no idea what it sounds like because we haven't listened to it. But hey, why don't we just
we'll say goodbye to each other and then play whatever is on that tape right at the beginning of it, no matter what it is.
David's you do the best show on all the radio.
David, thanks for
being
here. We love you.
Well, I already said how I love you guys.
Thanks, David.
We love each other. It's a love fest, and it's summer, too.
It's
the feel-good show of the... It's getting sweaty. We're going out to meet Jürgen.
Right on.
We're going out to meet Jürgen.
We're gonna disc drive.
So here's some Rheostatics, and nice meeting you.
Jeff the Hammer.
Jeff the Hammer Henschel.
get it frozen in the snow, where the blues hounds bay, on the banks of the reservoir, and crows climb high from the I'm too soon.